All right, this week we're going to be doing Sukkah Daf Chaf Gimel. We left off, I think, at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Ha'osa Sukkasa Barosha Agala O Barosha Svina. If a person makes a Sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, Kshera, that is going to be kosher. This is the precursor, I guess, to the Chabad truck sukkahs or bus sukkahs, whatever. So if you make it on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, that is kosher. Not only is it kosher, you're actually allowed to go into it on Yantif. But if you make it on a tree or on a camel, so hilchas sukkah, you're great. It's perfect as far as a sukkah is concerned. The only thing is hilchas yantif. You're not allowed to climb on trees or animals on Shabbos or yantif, so you can't go into it on the days of yantif. So what value is the sukkah? Well, it's valuable for Chol HaMoed. You could use it on Chol HaMoed. You just can't go into it on Yom Tov. Shtayim bi'ilan. If two of the walls of the sukkah are made up of trees or are supported by the tree, and one of them is bidei adam, one of them is just a regular wall, or vice versa, you have two walls that are regular walls and one that's in the tree, that's supported by the tree, such a sukkah is kosher. But again, you're not allowed to go into an yantif because that's considered to be a sukkah in a tree, and you're not allowed to climb trees on Shabbos Yantif. So that's why you're not allowed to go into it. Shalosh bidei adam va'achas bi'ilan k'sheira va'olun abiyamtuf. But if three of the walls are regular walls, even though this sukkah happens to have four walls, it doesn't need four walls. And since it doesn't need four walls, it has all the walls it needs from regular walls without the use of the tree, without the benefit of the tree. Therefore, not only is it kosher, you're even allowed to go into it on yantif. It's not considered climbing a tree to go into it on yantif. Zaklal. This is the rule. Any time where if you were to take the tree away, the sukkah would still be fine on its own, then k'sheira va'ol nabiyamtov. Then the sukkah is kasher, you're allowed to climb into it on yantif, it's not going to be a problem. And obviously the reverse is that if taking away the tree would ruin the sukkah, or would make the sukkah unable to stand on its own, then you would not be allowed to go into such a sukkah on Yom Tov. So main point number one, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, rule. The rule is, if a sukkah can stand independently of the trees, you can go into it on Yom Tov. Good. If a sukkah can stand independently of the trees, you can go into it on Yom Tov. A friend of mine is at the Knick game, just BBM'd me. You're not kidding. There are a lot of yarmulkes on the floor. Okay, so my observation was all right. If it can stand independently of the trees, you are allowed to go into an anyantiv. You can be ola biyomtov. If it can't stand independent of the trees, then it's obviously a tree supported. So it's like climbing a tree. You would not be allowed to do that on yantiv. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. Mani Masnisin, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva he. Our Mishnah must be assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Titania, because we have a brisa as follows. Ha'osa sukkaso barosha svina. What if you make a sukkah on top of a boat? So what did our Mishnah say about a sukkah on a boat? What are the Kshera, right. So what does it say in this brisa? It says if you make a sukkah on a boat, Ram Gamliel posel, Rabbi Akiva machshir. Ram Gamliel says it's posel, Rabbi Akiva says it's kasher. So our Mishnah said it's kasher. 1 + 1, very simple, right? Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah. And then the Braisa just emphasizes this machlokes by telling a story. Maisav Ram Gamliel of Rabbi Akiva show you button besvina. The story doesn't have that much of a plot. It was Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were traveling on a boat once. Amad Rabbi Akiva va'asa sukkah brosha svina. I assume it was sukkah's time. And Rabbi Akiva went and he built a sukkah on the top of the boat. L'machar nashva ruach va'akarta. The next day, as things can be at sea, the wind came and it blew off the sukkah. It totally blew away the sukkah. Amar lo Rav Gamliel, so Rav Gamliel said to him, Akiva, heichan sukkascha. Hey Akiva, good morning, how are you? Where's your sukkah? And notice you're sleeping out here without your sukkah, because it blew away. Why was Rav Gamliel taunting him? Because he was showing him, look, I was right. You're not supposed to, a sukkah, you don't need to build a sukkah on a boat. A sukkah, if you build a sukkah on a boat, it's not a sukkah anyway. It's not kosher anyway. Might as well not build one. Like, I didn't build one, and I was happy in my cabin the whole night, and here you are without your sukkah. It is a little unusual that he would, you know, that you have such a lashon Akiva, Hechon Sukascha. But you do find throughout Shas that Rabbi Akiva's contemporaries always referred to him by his first name. Even those who respected him a great deal, they would always call him. You have a few places where they would say, Akiva, you know, do this, Akiva, do that, whatever. You have Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu at the end of Makos. You have Malachai Eitzel Agada. I think it's Akiva Malachai Eitzel Agada. Why are you dealing in Agadat Sugyas? You should go and deal with Kachim and Taros, which is your strong point. Okay, whatever it is. Fine, says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, well, what are they arguing about? Now that we know it's not just a cut and dry case that building a sukkah on a boat is totally fine, it's actually Machlokas. Rav Gamliel says it's no good. Rav Akiva says it is good. So what are they arguing about? What is the exact situation that they're arguing about? So says the Gemara, Dekuli Alma, everyone would agree, Hecha de'ina yuchal lamo b'ruach matsuya di'abasha, that lav klumhi. If the sukkah were so weak, so flimsy, that it wouldn't even be able to withstand a normal wind that you have on the ground, that you have on dry land, meaning a normal wind that we would have outside, so if it's so flimsy, then everyone would agree that that sukkah is worthless. That's why, with the pop-up sukkahs, come with all these straps and things that you're supposed to tie it down. What if it's not windy? Can you just pop it up? No, because if the sukkah would not be able to withstand a normal wind, even if you don't have a normal wind right now, it's a puzzle sukkah. You need to actually tether it down in order for it to be a kasher sukkah. So everyone agrees that if it wouldn't be able to withstand the normal wind, the normal dry land wind, which is obviously a lot less than a sea wind, then obviously it's not kosher. Yuchal lamud b'she'inu matsuya diabasha kuliyam lo pligi d'ksheira. If it's able to withstand extremely strong, unusual dry land winds, which are the equivalent of regular sea winds, it's able to withstand, let's say, normal sea winds, so then everyone would agree that that is kosher. Where do they argue? In between. It's able to withstand normal dry land winds, but it's not able to withstand normal sea winds. So that's where they argue. Ki pligi, v'yichol lamad baruch matsuya diyabasha, when it's able to withstand normal dry land winds, v'en yichol lamad, what's the girsa, but it's unable to withstand baruch matsuya diyam, regular sea winds. That's what it's unable to do. So Rav Gamliel savar, what did Rav Gamliel say? A sukkah on a boat is, what did Rav Gamliel say? Is Rav Gamliel is one that's apostle, because Rav Gamliel savar sukkah diras keva bi'inan. A sukkah needs to be a diras keva. It needs to be a more set, permanent type of place. V'kivan de'ini yichol lamad baruch matsuya diyam lo klumhi. And if it can't withstand normal sea winds, your sukkah is worthless. Rabbi Akiva savar, Rabbi Akiva holds sukkah diras arai bi'inan, that a sukkah only needs to be a temporary type of dwelling. V'kivan de'yichol lamad baruch matsuya diyabasha, and as long as it's able to withstand regular dry land winds, well, that's good enough. K'sheira, it's going to be kosher. That's because all it needs to be is temporary. So that would be perfectly kosher. Fine. Main point number two. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Gamliel is about a sukkah on a boat. The Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Gamliel about a sukkah on a boat is about a sukkah that can withstand a ruach mitsuya diabasha, but not a ruach mitsuya diyam. A sukkah that could withstand a ruach mitsuya diabasha, but not a ruach mitsuya diyam. Right. So that's where they have machlokas.
So it should be in Ruach Matsuya.
Yeah, but let's say like Rabbi Akiva did. He thought, even though it can't withstand the Ruach Matsuya Diyam, might as well try. And who knows, maybe it won't be at all windy today and you'll be able to get away with it. Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel, about a sukkah on a boat, is about one that can withstand the Ruach Matsuya Diyabasha, but not a Ruach Matsuya Diyam. What? Rav Gamliel holds that it has to be able to withstand even Ruach Matsuya Diyam. Rabbi Akiva says, nah, it doesn't have to withstand that. It just has to be able to withstand the Ruach Matsuya Diyabasha. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Sukkah Diras Harai. Rav Gamliel holds Sukkah Diras Keva. Apparently the guy who shot free throws at halftime for money was also wearing a yarmulke. Okay, my friend keeps updating me. Everything that's going on in the garden, except for the score. Okay. Anyway, why every single Wednesday night? Every Wednesday night is in the game. Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Ol gabi gamel. The Mishnah said if you have a sukkah on top of a camel. What do we say about a sukkah on top of a camel? It's kosher. But can't go into it on Yontif because he's not allowed to go on animals on Shabbos Yontif. So Masnis and Mani, who's the Mishnah going like Reb Meir? He must be assuming like Reb Meir. Titanya also sukkah sol gabi behema. If you make a sukkah on top of an animal, Rabbi Meir machshir. Rabbi Yudah posel. Rabbi Meir says it's kosher. Rabbi Yudah says it's posel. So you see that our Mishnah says it's kosher. So our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Meir. My time with Rabbi Yudah, what would be the problem? Why does Rabbi Yudah think that a sukkah built on, let's say, the back of an elephant is a pasul sukkah? What's wrong with it? So Amar Kras, or Rabbi Yudah will tell you, the pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkos tasa l'cha shivas yamim, and we darshan it. That means, an important concept, sukkah haru'uya l'shiva shma sukkah. Only a sukkah that you can use for all 7 days is called a sukkah. A sukkah on the back of an elephant you cannot use for all 7 days. Why not? Because you're not allowed to climb it on Shabbos Yontif. Sukkah she'in ru'i l'shiva, lo shma sukkah. A sukkah that you cannot use for all 7 days is simply not called a sukkah. So, what does Reb Meir do with that? How is Reb Meir going to respond to that? Why does Reb Meir allow a sukkah that's built on the back of an elephant, let's say? Why does he allow that? After all, you're not allowed to use it for all 7 days. Doesn't he agree with that drasha that it needs to be usable for all 7 days? So what's his response? The isra to go on an animal in Shabbos Yontif, what kind of isra is that? Drabanan or Daraisa? Drabanan. Why is it asr to go on an animal in Yontif?
You may take a
branch? No, you may take a branch or something to when you're riding your elephant to whip it. But so since you might take a branch, so that's Drabanan. Where do we learn the requirement that a sukkah has to be fit for all 7 days from? Is it from a Drabanan or Daraisa? Daraisa is from Pasuk. So on a Torah level, in looking through Daraisa glasses, this sukkah is Roy L'Shiva. It was only a later Din Drabanan that you're not allowed to go into it on Shabbos or Yantiv. The sukkah on the back of the elephant is Roy L'Shiva on a Daraisa level. Sukkah, Rameir's response will therefore be Hanami midaraisa mixachazia. This is good on a daraisa level. V'rabbanan who degas rabba. It's only the rabbanan that don't allow it to be used on Shabbos and Yantiv, but on a daraisa level, it would be good. Main point number three. The maskan of the Gemara is that even Rabbi Meir agrees. Even Rabbi Meir, but obviously Rabbi Yehuda also. Even Rabbi Meir agrees that you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. You need a sukkah that could be used for all 7 days. But Rav Meir holds, as long as it's ra'ui mida oraisa, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be ra'ui in actuality, it just needs to be ra'ui on a da'oraisa level. And that would be good enough. What? Rameir holds you need a sukkah that's roi for 7 days, but Rameir holds as long as it's roi on a daraisa level, that would be good enough. It doesn't have to also be roi midrabana. Yeah.
Why is this not roi l'shiva? Because you can't climb onto it, but if you went on for a yontif, can't you stay on?
I don't know. Are you allowed to stay on?
By an animal.
Animal concerns.
It's bad for the animal.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, Rav Shmuel. Okay, excellent. Okay. Very good. I'll be ripping up the BMP this summer for an hour at the beginning of the summer. What? What?
Apparently there is no
BMV. Oh, there is no
BMV?
No. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, Vaita. Says the Gemara Vaita. I saw the behemah dof on the sukkah. If you made an animal into one of the walls of your sukkah, you took an animal and you made it one of the walls of your sukkah, a live animal. You're just like, okay, sit doggy, and you put it right there by the as one of the walls of your sukkah. has a cow. I would imagine it's not a dog unless it's a very large one. Asala behema dofen, right, it's got to be 10 tefachim high. So asala behema dofen l'sukkah, you made an animal, one of the walls of your sukkah, Rameir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rameir says that's no good, Rabbi Yehuda says that's fine. Shoy Rameir omer, why does Rameir think it's no good? Rameir would say, kol davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, anything that has life to it, meaning any living creature, ein osno, so you're not allowed to use it for the following things. Lo dofen l'sukkah, can't be used as a wall for a sukkah. Well, that's the one we were looking for, right? But it also can't be used. V'lo lechi l'mavoi, can't be a lechi by a pole that you use by the opening of a mavoi. What's the lechi? What's a mavoi? What's a lechi? The mavoi is the alleyway that we have to have some sort of hecker at the opening of it so that you don't go out of it carrying something on Shabbos, right? So you could have a korah, a beam going across the top, or a lechi, which is a pole on the side. So you're not allowed to use a living animal as that pole. Velo pasen li biraos, you're not allowed to make pase biraos out of it either. What are pase biraos? We did have it. Yes, we had it. What are pase biraos? Pase biraos are when you... hey Josh, pasi biros are when the people would be olal the regel, and they would bring their animals, and they would want their animals to be able to drink water from the well on Shabbos, so they would have to create a mini rishus hayachid around the well. How would they do that? They would take four L-shaped posts, and put it in a small area around the well, in the four corners around the well. Right, so we had a diagram earlier, very good. So those four L-shaped posts cannot be made out of animals. That's pasi biros. And also velo gola lekever. You had this too. Not this year, last year. Ksuvis. Gola lekever. You got to it.
No.
What daf did you get to? You got to it. Velo gola lekever. What's a gola lekever? So there's a whole tosis, a whole discussion exactly what the golel is. The golel of the dofek. No, you don't remember? So golel the kever. So the golel is it's a machlokas exactly what it is, but let's go with Rashi over here. The cover for the aron of the dead body, where the dead body is. You're not allowed to use an animal as the cover for the aron. Now, the golel the kever, the actual cover for the aron, is mitame in its own right. It's mitame b'maga, b'masa, b'ohel, even without the dead body. Once it was used as a gola lekever, it has its own, it becomes its own sort of tuma. So an animal cannot be considered a gola lekever. It never takes on that status. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, there's another thing you can't do with it. What you can't do with a live animal. Af ein kos v'na lav gitei nashim. Let's say you don't have any paper, but you really want to get divorced. But you do have your cow and a pen. So you can't write your get on the side of your cow and send that to your wife. Go, go. Right? You can't do that with your cow to give that to your wife. So my time is Rameir. What's the reason for Rameir that you can't do any of these things? Like, let's stick with the sukkah case, that you can't use a live animal for a sukkah. What's the reason for Rameir? Amar Abaye, Shema Tamos. Abaye Amar, Shema Tamos. Abaye says, because the concern is, it might die at any time. And if it dies, it's going to kaput, it's going to fall on the floor, and then you're not going to have a wall of your sukkah. So you're in the middle of eating your meal, and then the animal, you look up, oh man, when did the cow die? Now what are we supposed to do? Right? So we're always worried about that. Rabbi Zeira Amar Shema Tivrach. Not that it's going to die, but you're afraid. Cows don't like to stand still for that long. It might run away. And if it runs away, then you're going to be out of sukkah. So says the Gemara, what if you have the following situation? Bepil kashur. You have a tied down elephant. Then you don't have to worry about anything. Why? Kuliyam l'pligi. Everyone would agree that that's totally fine. Why? Because what are the concerns? Dina mimayis, if it's going to die, so what? It's humongous. It's still big enough to create a 10 tefach wall for the sukkah, even if it dies right on the spot. So yesh b'nevela so yud. The nevela, the dead carcass of the elephant, is plenty big to provide you with a wall. Keep pligi, and obviously if it's not going to run away because it's tied down, so you don't have to worry about running away. The Gemara doesn't even have to spell that out. Obviously, we say if it's kosher, it's not going anywhere. Keep pligi. Where are they arguing about? Where is the machlokes Abaye and Rabbi Zeira? Whether the concern is that it might die or the concern that it might run away? Bepil she'ino kosher. If it's an elephant but it's not tied down, Salman Yamar Shema Tamos Lo Cheshinan. The concern that it might die is not a concern. Why not? Why is it a concern? Because it's an elephant, so it's humongous. If it dies, it's still going to be plenty big. But if you're worried that it might run away, well, if it's not tied down, it could still run away. If you're worried that it's going to run away, then we have what to be worried about. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Aren't both of these reasonable concerns? What, the guy who says it might die can't imagine the possibility that the elephant might walk away at some point? And the guy who says it will walk away can't imagine the possibility that it might die? Like, but shouldn't we be concerned about both? Why does the guy who says Shema Tivrach not worry about Shema Tamas? Why does the guy who says Shema Tamas not worry about Shema Tivrach? That's going to be the next issue the Gemara deals with. Effie.
If it dies and it just, like, you know, falls on the spot, if it's still tall enough to be a wall, does it still count as a wall?
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah, that's the idea with the peel, with the elephant.
I think that's why it wouldn't be a problem if it died.
Yeah, but if a cow dies, it's not big enough.
And
any other animal. Yeah. Why? No, that it would be good, actually. The question is, why does it not count as a Golo Kever? I'm not sure why. This is explaining only why you can't use it as a Sukkah. Rashi says, Gzeres Shema Tamas HaBehema B'Yom Tov. The tipol, the ain kan dofen, we're afraid it's going to die and you're not going to have a wall. V'nimtza batal mitzvah sukkah, you're not going to have a sukkah. L'kamei parich, and later we're going to ask, u'begolol dekuli hi mai taime. By golol, we're saying that it's not a golol, it's actually a kula, because you're saying it doesn't have all the tumah that a golol would have. Well, why? Why wouldn't it? So he says we're going to get to that, okay?
Yeah? You just said something about tumah, that's what I was going to ask.
What?
Isn't there like a problem with tumah here if the animal dies?
It's a nevela, it has tumas nevela, but so what?
Matter.
No problem. Your walls can be tummy. Yeah. Sounds like it. You could take, let's say, leather. That's a dead animal, and use that as walls. Yeah, I think you use animal products. Okay, good. So says Gemara. Lamandi Amar Gzeira Shema Tamus Nechu Shema Tivrach. The guy who's concerned that it might die, which was who? Who was the one that was concerned it might die? Abaye. Why isn't he worried about Rabbi Zeira's concern that it might run away? So says the Gemara, of course he is. Everyone's concerned it might run away. And therefore we have to readjust what they're really arguing about. When you're dealing with an elephant that's not tied down, everyone would agree that's no good. Why? If it's not tied down, it could run away. And everyone agrees it could run away. Keep ligi, the whole machlokas is bibehema kishura, by a smaller animal like a cow that is tied down. So lemandiyam r'gzeira shema tamos, if you're concerned that it might die, chashinon, well then you need to be concerned, because a cow dies, and it's going to leave you with less than 10 tfachim. Lemandiyam r'gzeira shema tivrach, lo chashinon, but if you're afraid it's going to run away, well it's not running anywhere because it's tied down. And therefore you have nothing to worry about. So everyone is worried shema tivrach. Abaye is mechadish that in addition to shema tivrach, you also have to be worried shema tamos. Rabbi Zeira thinks, nah, I'm only worried about Shema Tivrach, I don't have to worry about Shema Tamas. That's the way the Gemara understands it. So ask the Gemara in the reverse. Lamandi Amar Gzeira Shema Tivrach, Necho Shema Tamas. Why is Rabbi Zeira not concerned that the animal could die at any moment? Gemara says, important concept, Misa Lo Shchicha. Death is not that common. What do you mean? Everything that ever came to life, excluding the presently living, died. I mean, that's the cycle of life. Things die. So what does it mean? Misa is not shchiach. Misa is so shchiach that it happens to every single person in the history of humanity. And every single animal in the history of animality. Right? Yes.
The chance of you taking a young elephant that's going to die in 7 days or so.
Exactly. That it's going to die right now, this week. That you're lucky, you're the lucky winner, that you picked the elephant that had some rare disease that you didn't notice, that's going to die this week, or the cow. So that's not shchiach. It's not shchiach that he would die so quickly just in that week. So actually, let's make a period there. Main point number four. Rabbi Meir does not allow a living animal for a sukkah, a mavoi, a golel, or pasei biraos. Rabbi Meir does not allow using a living animal for a sukkah, a mavoi, meaning a lachi by the mavoi, a gola lekever, or pasi biraos. You got to remember what all those things mean.
Sukkah, Mavoi, the last one.
Sukkah, Mavoi, Golel, or Pase Biraos. And the reason is definitely that it might run away, and maybe that it also might die. Meaning everyone agrees that you have to worry about Shema Tivrach, Shema Tamus, maybe. That's only Abaye's opinion. Yeah.
When we're re-explaining what he says after what we're saying, he might also hold that it might die. Why would we use the elephant? Like, because specifically about an elephant, we shouldn't be worried if it dies.
No, we didn't use an elephant.
We
said Behemah Kshura. If everyone's concerned that it's right, if everyone's concerned that it's going to run away, we said behemah kshura, not an elephant anymore. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. You have a cow standing as a wall of your sukkah. The cow is 10 tefachim tall, right? So imagine this. So is that a kosher wall for a sukkah? When a cow stands, there's a lot of empty space. Where's the empty space? Underneath him, right? So vayikra ravcha debeni beni. What do you do about all that empty space? That doesn't that ruin the wall because you got all that empty space underneath the cow? So the Gemara says da'avad lebuhutz of adafna. You fill that in with reeds, grass, whatever. You just fill it in with stuff. So frankly, Gemara v'dilma rava. Maybe it's going to start trampling on it, and it's going to what? So says Gemara demichtas pashtu mila'el. You tie it up with ropes from the top, and therefore nothing's going to happen. So says Gemara, well, wait a second, then why are you concerned that it's going to die? If you tie the animal up, then when it dies, it will just, you know, still be hanging there. So why are you worried about that? The guy is worried that it's going to die. If you tie it up to hold it up in its place, what are you worried about it dying for? It will still be big. It might smell, but it'll still be big. It'll be big enough for a wall. Ah, smell. Sircha de Gargishta. Okay, you go back to that sugya. But anyway, says the Gemara, Zimnin demokim bepachos mishlosh ha-samach l'schach. No, sometimes you have an animal that's exactly 7.1 tefachim tall, and it's within 3 tefachim of the schach, so you're relying on mavud. And when it dies, you know what's going to happen? It's not going to fall to the floor, but v'kivin demaisa kavtsa. It will shrivel a little bit. It will just sink a little bit. It's tied up, so it's still standing, but just that little bit, that 1/10 of a tefach, is going to knock it more than 3 tefachim away from the schach, and then it's going to ruin it. V'lavadayte, you're not going to realize it. You're not going to realize that your sukkah has been ruined. So, period. Now, what we just said, basically, is that Rabbi Meir is worried about an animal dying. And according to Abaye, the reason Rabbi Meir doesn't allow a live animal to use for a wall of your sukkah is because it might die. Rabbi Yehuda does allow a live animal to be used for the wall of the sukkah because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't worry that it's going to die or run away for whatever reason. Right? Rabbi Meir, though, is worried that it's going to die. Good? So says the Gemara. We have other sugyas where we talk about if you're worried that something might die at any moment. And it doesn't seem to line up. Does Abaye really say that Rameir Chayish Lumisa of Rabbi Yehuda lo Chayish? That Rameir is the one that's worried about instant death and Rabbi Yehuda is not? Vahatanan, we have a Mishnah that says otherwise. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Shanises le Kohen. Let's say a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. When she marries a Kohen, what's she allowed to do? Eat Truma. Vahalach Baal Medina Siyam, and her husband goes away on a long, long trip far away. And she hasn't heard from him. They didn't have telephones back in the day, so she hadn't heard from him in a while. She's still allowed to eat truma. She doesn't have to assume that her husband is dead, and therefore she's no longer married to a kohen and no longer able to eat truma. She can continue to eat truma. And we asked on that, but wait a second. We have another Mishnah that should also sound very familiar to you. A man gives his wife a get and says, this should be your get. 1 hour before I die, asur lechol b'trum miyad. She can't eat truma from the moment it's given. She has to already stop eating truma. Why? Because he might die within the hour at any given moment. You always have to worry that he might die. So one Mishnah tells us about a Bas Yisrael whose Kohen husband went far away, and we say, nah, you don't have to worry that he died. Another Mishnah tells us about a guy who gives his wife a get that should be Sha'achas Kodim Misasi. And what does the Mishnah say? You do have to worry that he's going to die any moment. So isn't that a stira? Va'amar Abaye, and how does Abaye answer it? Our Abaye, who thinks that Rabbi Meir is worried about dying and Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about dying. Our Abaye says, Lo Kasha, Ha Rabbi Meir de Lo Chayish Lemisa. Rabbi Meir is not Choshish Lemisa. And therefore, Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that the woman could keep on eating truma. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the other Braisa that says that she's not allowed to eat truma from the moment she gets this get, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayish Lemisa, who is worried about dying. How do I know that Rabbi Meir is not Choshish Lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish Lemisa? Titania, because we have a Braisa. Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutin. If a person buys wine from amongst the Kuti people before they made a gezerah against it. So Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Asa the Hafrish Harein Truma. So the guy says, okay, he wants to separate Truma and Mais without actually doing anything. So he says, okay, the two lug of wine that I'm going to one day take from this, that should retroactively be Truma from right now. Asara, the 10 lug that I'm going to take from it, eventually, should right now be, what do you need 10 from? Maaser Rishon. Tisha, the 9 lug that I'll eventually take from it, Maaser Sheni. And then Umechal, he could be Mechalel, the Maaser Sheni, exchange it for money. Vishosim Yad, and he could drink the rest of the wine. He's just got to leave over enough to leave over 2 lug for Truma and 10 lug for Maaser Rishon, right? And he'll be able to drink it right away. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. Rabbi Yudov, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. Rabbi Yudov, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, no, it's usher to do that because you know what might happen? You'll take a drink and then all the barrels will crash and break and all the wine will spill out to the floor and it will turn out you never gave Truma to Maaser and you drank wine. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are worried that the barrels might die at any moment. And Rabbi Meir is not worried that the barrels might die at any moment. So you see that Rabbi Meir is not worried about death. Rabbi Yehuda is worried about death. So that's big fat question mark. Don't you see that Abaye holds Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about death, Rabbi Meir is worried about death. How could you, I'm sorry, in our Gemara we had Rabbi Meir is worried about death, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about death by the animal on the side of the sukkah. Yet over there we said that it's the other way around. Answers the Gemara, epuch, switch it. Rabbi Meir chayish l'misa, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish l'misa. You have to switch this other brisa that we're quoting and say Rabbi Meir is the one who is worried about death and Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about death. Titania, Asad, the Behema, Dofan, the Sukkah, Rabbi Meir Posav, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Because we have a brisa that if you make the animal a wall of a Sukkah, Rabbi Meir will say it's Posav, Rabbi Yehuda will say it's Kasher. Okay, we're right in the middle of a Sukkah, but we could stop here. Main point number one and only on Chav Gimel and Beis, the one and only main point. Conflicting brisos, whether we are Choshesh Lemisa with regard to an Eishes Kohen eating Truma. Conflicting brisos. Whether we are Choshish Lemisa with regard to an Eishes Kohen eating Truma. Right? We have the one Braisa that says when her husband goes on a long, long trip, she is allowed to eat Truma. Conflicting Braisos, whether we are Choshish Lemisa with regard to an Eishes Kohen eating Truma. The one braisa that her husband goes on a long trip that she can eat truma. Another braisa that her husband gives her a get that should be shachas kodem misasi. She cannot eat truma.
Why is that conflicting? Why is that contradictory?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Shema Meis versus Shema Yamas. Gotta wait. Okay, Mr. Shem Bechin will be on Sunday. If anyone wants to stick around so that I'm not talking to myself when I record the Mishnayos today, I'd really appreciate it. I'm going to do a couple of Mishnayos.